WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Less than 3 days until Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris waking up in battleground Wisconsin, saying this morning that if elected, she would submit a package of proposals to bring down costs.
So, for example, housing. What we need to do in terms of creating a tax benefit for folks who want home ownership, what we're going to do to create a $25,000 down payment assistance plan, what we're going to do for small businesses.
Heated rhetoric from former President Trump predicting dire consequences if he loses and Kamala Harris becomes president.
She will get overwhelmed, she will melt down, and millions of people will die with her stupidity.
As of today, over 70 million Americans have voted early, that according to the University of Florida Election Lab. A jury finding Louisville, Kentucky ex-officer Brett Hankison guilty of violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights. She was killed during a botched 2020 raid. This is ABC News. South Carolina executed a man Friday evening. Richard Moore was put to death by lethal injection for the 1999 fatal shooting of a convenience store clerk. Moore went into the store unarmed, took a gun from the victim when it was pointed at him, and shot James Mahoney in the chest as the victim shot him in the arm with a second gun. Christy Shane is with the South Carolina Department of Corrections. She read Moore's last statement to journalists after the execution.
To the family of Mr. James Mahoney, I am deeply sorry for the pain and sorrow I caused you all. To my children and granddaughters, I love you, and I am so proud of you.
Now, the execution proceeded despite appeals for mercy from several people, including three jurors and the judge from his trial, a former prison director and pastors. State of emergency, the mayor of Orlando ordering a curfew, limiting alcohol sales for downtown. This after a fatal mass shooting on Halloween, a teenage suspect now facing multiple murder charges. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One thing that's not a top headline in this election is our national park system, but conservationists want you to think about it when you fill out your ballot. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The National Parks Action Fund scorecard tallies the voting records for U.S. House members on bills about park funding, endangered species, and oil and gas development in and around parks. In Wisconsin's delegation, all six Republican House members got failing grades on the scorecard, and the two Democrats got A's. Kristen Brengel with the National Parks Action Fund says they're not trying to pick on members of Congress, but hope the scrutiny will help to change some votes moving forward.
This is just part of our value system. Do we love these places? Do we want to take care of them? Do we want to make sure they have adequate park rangers in them? And this vote is just a direct way to tell whether or not your member of Congress cares about the future of our national parks.
Overall, Brengel says more House members received Fs than As, in part because last year the House voted to cut funding for national parks by 13%. The scorecard is online at nationalparksaction.org. John Anfinson, a retired superintendent for the National Park Service, says keeping the park system in good shape should be a bipartisan priority.
For every dollar America puts into national parks, they get about $15 back. It's a money generator for America. So I think it's a positive thing to fund national parks. It brings money back instead of taking money away.
Even without a national park, the National Scenic Trails and other lands managed by the Park Service here in Wisconsin contributed more than $64 million in visitor spending last year to the state's economy and support over 900 jobs. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, rain after midnight, low of 42. Rain is likely for Sunday, with highs in the low 60s. Sunday night, showers and storms, temperatures around 60 degrees. For Monday, more rain and a high near 69.
Currently, 46 degrees.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, y'all. You are tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson, and my co-host,
Brookie Gaya.
Girl, that was so weak. Co-host.
It's too much pressure.
Oh,
now.
My God. Okay, next.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Okay, thank you. Okay. April was like, April, yeah. Girl, yeah.
I
Y'all
love
just
it.
Step out the gate.
I love damn. It. April, we missed you.
I can't tell.
She been to Jamaica and got a tan.
Okay.
She then came back with her braids on fleek.
They is five. Y'all can see them. They are fire. You know, wedding people doing wedding stuff.
Okay. Living their
well,
big life.
Well, they can
life.
See me, but they can't see you.
So we're in the corner. Right. We are so excited to get started this Saturday morning. Again, welcome to the Black Conversion Show. We have a lot of catching up to do. I'm going to play a Trump card and do me first. Okay. So I have so much. I want to share with y'all without spilling too much tea. To our listeners, I am the founder and CEO of Urban Triage, a local nonprofit organization in the Dane County in Madison, Wisconsin area. Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, we have been facing a lot of haterism. And I'm not going to give you all the details, but I just want to share a few things. So can I first congratulate our team for winning the Nonprofit of the Year Award. Yes, by Madison 365 Community Choice Awards. It was presented to Urban Triage on Monday at the Madison 365 Leadership Summit. It was a really, really great day. But the reason this fits in, so first of all, shout out to my squad, because if you were able to do the work, you guys are really the real MVPs. But during that time, you know what? I just can't with these people, Luke. Why did Luke?
I tried to start before him, but he got here just in time.
What is... So people, we've asked our co-host, watch out for the sound on the mic. So he decides to go on Instagram. Like, we can't hear him. So back to my story. So the reason I want to bring this up, you know, shouting out to my squad for the big win. I think it's an amazing win when your community chooses you mm-hmm. as the organization of the year. And for Urban Triage, we've been up so much scrutiny over the last 6 months because yeah. people just be mad. They mad mm-hmm. we got allocated $30 million and that we've allocated the resources out in the community. Now, mm-hmm. this isn't money that we've gotten to keep. That's not how this works. But we've gotten all this federal money to give out to the community, and we've done that without mm-hmm. missing a beat or step. We've endured, and then she moves the mic. Y'all, I just can't Girl, with y'all.
It's just the, keep going, Brandi.
No, because I know how to be on the radio. The one thing I know how to
then
do.
Then you don't miss a beat. You just keep going.
I think the part of this is to recognize.
They've been away for too long, Brandi. They've been away for too long, God, and now we got both of them back
so
at the same time.
I'm just so happy I'm in my own studio. I don't even have to deal with that.
I just don't even get it. And then she moved the mic like she moved it somewhere. It didn't even go nowhere.
But it went closer because I was going to be like,
Yeah. Okay, you guys, you're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX. So at this summit, you guys, so shout out to my team. At this summit, I'm a panelist on one of the panels, and we're excited. I come in, my team's there. We're 17, 18 deep. So they're making a lot of noise, giving me a lot of love and support. And one of my teammates records a hater. So every time I speak, he's rolling his eyes. He's making little faces. He just mad. And he's there with two or three of his people, and they mad too. And it's caught all on camera because you know.
Really?
What? You know my team is young, right? So my team is
they on top of it, yes. As they should be.
They young, they petty, and they messy, yeah. Okay? So,
and that's okay. And professional.
And professional.
That's so, why you are where you are.
So they show me the video and I die laughing. So I just want to say that haters are all over the place that's all hilarious. The time. And then as we're receiving our award at the evening event, and we're on stage clowning, just, you know, just happy like mm-hmm, it's BET. Mm-hmm. Being black as black can be unapologetically because okay. That's who we are and what we do. Mm-hmm. They record the person again. And this time they're on stage with me with their camera.
What?
Oh, wow. One of my staff girl recorded the person sitting right in front of us, mad as heck. Like,
and the sad part about it, it's a man.
It's a man. It's a black man.
Oh my God.
Next to like other black people. And I often say to people, white supremacy and racism is not about race.
Yeah.
It is about power. Mm-hmm. And racism shows up in everybody. And anti-blackness shows up in everybody. And you compound that or intersect that with misogyny.
Yeah.
And colorism. People be mad. And if you ask them why they so mad, like, what did she do? They'd be like, I don't know. I just don't like her attitude.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because she got the audacity to be bold and brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's it, y'all. That's all I have for the check-in. Again, shout out to the squad for winning the Nonprofit of the Year Award. And shout out to all the haters who had to watch me. And shout out to all the haters who I had to articulate how I really don't care.
Yeah.
It was a really good day for us and a really good event. And I just want to remind people that you can't duplicate, imitate, or do anything to stop God's energy and flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to other people out there who have big dreams or aspirations or want to start a business, do you. Don't worry about what people are saying or doing or how they, you know, often tell you you're not enough or you don't have this, you don't have that. Urban Triage got started at my kitchen table with no clue on how to do accounting for a nonprofit organization, but we figured it out.
Yeah.
The first thing I did was not spend a dime, touch a dime until I figured out how to classify it, categorize it, and to save receipts. I had to figure everything out. And I just want to tell you guys, if you have the will, you can and will develop the skill.
Yeah.
So don't think it's education or degree that will get you where you need to be. So that's my check-in. So, hey, haters. So, again, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. How are you doing, April Kageya?
Oh, I'm good. So I started school. What's the date? About a week ago, 10 days ago.
Oh, nice. What you in school for?
I'm getting my MBA and PhD at Edgewood.
Nice.
They have a dual program in business administration.
Mm.
So I'm doing that. So I'll have my MBA in May of next year.
Nice.
And then in December of 26, I'll have my PhD also in business administration. So
period.
I'm doing that while I'm figuring out the whole job thing. So that's been exciting. And yeah, so I've been doing that.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I've
been home, you know, reading and
taking care of your insides.
Yeah.
And so you're getting ready for your wedding, too. I've been snapping on you about that. I need more progress there.
So Brandy, you know, she runs an organization and tends to run friendships similarly.
Okay.
You know,
and people.
So,
that's okay.
And I'm
so
sorry.
She tends to, you know, we had a conversation on the phone yesterday. And, oh, hey, girl, how you? Okay, yeah. And then you need to do, I'm like.
Where was I wrong, though?
Hey, I mean, I didn't. First of all, I didn't say you were wrong.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
So who's your wedding planner?
This one.
Oh, Brandy, you have skills in wedding.
No, I have skills in coordinating people and get your tasks right.
Okay, like, maybe she should be like day of coordinator, and then you should hire a wedding planner.
I think
event decor.
No, she cannot just be day of because she needs to have her hands in all of the things.
Oh, why she can't just be in a bridesmaid? Maid area.
I am.
Okay.
No, she's also a bridesmaid.
But so I could be the bridesmaid coordinator.
You can. Because you're a wedding planner, I can tell you how it works. Your wedding planner and your top bridesmaid works together.
Okay, maybe I need to talk.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bring you into the mix.
Us.
Yes, okay. I'm going to connect y'all offline.
I'll be back in Wisconsin soon. We can talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Because he's in France with the blue
baby.
But she's like, at your engagement party, we talked about this, and this, which was in August, which was not even that long ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's October.
Granted, my wedding's not till next year. So it's not even like it's in 3 months.
Would you tell
Do you guys have a timeline?
Exactly.
Is there a timeline?
No.
But
yeah, you need to get a wedding planner.
Thank you.
It comes up fast.
Yes,
it does. As somebody that just got married, it comes up fast.
But I have the venue.
Look at all this.
That's one piece in the...
But I'm just saying, it's not like there's not...
We'll talk offline. Yeah, we'll talk offline.
Anyway, Clyde, how are you doing today?
Yeah, go ahead,
Clyde. I am doing so well. I'm at a place in my organization. If anybody know, I am the CEO and founder of the House Urban Arts Initiative. Mm-hmm. And we are pro-Black over there, right? And so I started this organization with the folks that helped me start it, Black folks and things of that nature. In this season, I've brought in almost the same amount of white people.
Oh, that's interesting. So, how is that going?
You know, it's going well because I've learned to like send them through boot camp and let them know the House Inc. way. And that includes like, we're family, you know, like we work as family around here. We don't just like judge each other and things of that nature. Not saying that they came in doing that, but
Cousin Clyde. Yeah. I'm so judging you right now, but please continue on. Please.
So so it's just getting a little diverse org.
But what is the boot camp? Like, what does that entail in terms of like cultural boot camp? Or like,
yes. Okay. So that cultural boot camp looks like sitting in the room, sitting in programs, sitting in classes, sitting in meetings in silence and learning us, you know, and knowing how we operate because we do operate different.
Yeah. So this is a different kind of relationship than like Black people dating white people because he has a strong opinion about it and how when you... date white people, marry white people, you are dating and marrying their culture. Now, I have a little different understanding of it, but Clyde has a very strong position on it. So this is very interesting to find that he would incorporate these relationships in his baby.
Yeah. So
it's almost like a contradiction, you're saying?
Huh, I'm going through that transition and we'll see what 2025 brings, okay? But I'm there and it's kind of a tough place to be at, you know, like especially in Madison. And it's not just because they're white. We live in a racist state, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
You do have to open your eyes to everyone that's involved because again, white supremacy looks like us sometimes and
it
doesn't always look like us.
Yes,
so I'm just in that place. So I'm in high prayers about like how is this going to work?
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's my baby. So it's personal. So I'm just there and I'm happy. I'm waking up. I'm struggling just like everybody else. I'm still looking for a man. You know, that was my same update last week. So still single.
Okay. Well, happy.
Trying to get on April level.
Anybody looking for a queer guy who's
a
fabulous.
Cuban.
A queer
You're
Cuban.
Yeah.
We didn't have this conversation. No, we cannot tell. We can't.
I cannot at all.
You look African American.
African. I'll take that.
No, not African. African American.
Latino. It's called Latino, baby. So when they be running around talking about Latino, Black Latinx, I'm really what that is.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do.
Let me hear some.
¿Cómo estás?
No. ¿Estás? Boy, bye. Boy, bye. Get you a Duolingo app on your phone, okay?
He wasn't listening to his mama when he was growing up.
Puta pinche.
Wait, was that a cuss word?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you tuned in to 92.7 FM, the Black Convergence Show on WMDX. Stay tuned, you guys. We have a lot of tea. Of course, we want to talk about relationships.
We do.
We'll be back in a jiff.
Good, you can't touch my back, but you could. I look fly. Good.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less. And we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group. powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, y'all. We are back on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
April Kigaya.
Oh, my God.
April Cousin Clyde.
Okay, y'all. First of all, I couldn't even get it out before you was wrong.
You
got to
be ready, baby.
Ready. Look, I didn't even get a chance. Look, she already turned her back to me. I'm getting a cold shoulder and everything.
15 seconds
to do it again.
No,
I'm done.
I'm
not even saying my name anymore. Forget y'all. Let's keep going.
You can keep your name, baby.
I'm done.
Okay, so we're going to move. Okay.
Nah. We do got to start introducing Luke, too. Luke going to go after me. I'm black. And Luke.
I don't know. I'm the third child. I think I should go third. Clyde can go last.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
That explains the camera. Look how I'm glowing.
So we want
nobody to even see that.
It is
yes,
so hard.
Can,
oh
baby.
My goodness.
They
it is
miss
so
this.
Facebook can't see it. The radio can't see it.
Okay, you
guys.
Can see it.
Hey,
though,
children,
Luke.
Pull it back.
I'm not looking at
all right,
it.
All right, we're going to move on to our topic, which is relationships. You're listening to the
and
Black
this
Conversion
relationship
Show.
Right here.
I want y'all to practice not talking when I talk, okay, you guys? Because it sounds very loud and jumbled actually on the radio. Okay, let's bring it in. Okay, thank you. You're tuned in to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. We want to talk about relationships. Relationships is a really huge thing for Black people in the context of white supremacy, you guys. It takes a lot to have healthy relationships, whether they're friendships or intimate relationships. It takes a lot to have a healthy relationship with our own children, because in this context, in this intersection, there is anti-Blackness. We all embody it. I remember talking to someone a while ago about my dark daughter who's, you know, I have four children, three bio, one adopted, and my second baby came out chocolate, as dark as night, you know, looking just like her daddy. And looking back after recognizing and learning what anti-Blackness is, I started realizing that I treated her differently because of her skin tone. And you would think that that would not be true given that I'm a dark-skinned woman. But I'm telling you, the characteristics of white supremacy live in us, exist in us. And if we're not willing to do the dark, deep inside work of analyzing how it shows up, we perpetrate against ourselves, our children, our partners, and our friends all the time. So you guys, what's been going on in your relationships? Do you have anything to share or things that you've been wanting to talk about as it relates to Black love? Y'all had all that talking. This is just crazy, Luke.
I'm trying, and I am going to get it. I don't have it yet. But I'm going to stop being physical with people that don't want to be in a relationship.
I get that.
So this past month, I've been like, I'm just going
to
hold off. Because you got to make them work for something.
Well, and the thing about it is the exchange of spirits.
Yeah.
And energy. That is real, you guys. When you are sleeping with people who are at war with themselves, when you are sleeping with people who have issues and depression, you absorb that. So you wake up feeling like crap and not even knowing that that's not even your energy to carry.
Yeah.
Spirits are real.
Yeah, for me, I think it's more so just like actually getting comfortable.
Yeah.
Like in that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like that's a lifestyle in all its own. And I'm just like comfortable and I'm okay with it. Like,
but gay people are known to have sex with a lot of people. Is that true?
Damn, Brandi. I almost cussed. Where did that come from?
The same amount of sex heterosexual people
have
with a lot of people.
Well, I be having a conversation with my mom who's gay, right? And she'd be like, we be jumping right into it. We move the trunk in and everything. Is it a lesbian thing? Or is it a gay thing?
I do think that LGBTQIDL folks are hypersexual.
Okay,
I can agree with that.
Okay, so
they
that's what I was trying to get at.
People, yeah.
Okay.
But me, mm-mm.
He trying to cut back on the hyper.
You see, I be here every time I'm needed. People like me, mm-mm.
I don't.
Okay, April, how about you?
Your relationship.
Well, actually, I was talking about the relationship with my mom.
Okay, that's a good one.
Because growing up, she was not around a lot. There's a whole bunch of trauma related with that. We did not have enough time. But recently, we've started to connect more, have coffee with her once a week.
Yay, nice.
Because I have a lot of resentment towards her. And so I pushed her away.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of hurt and pain there with stuff that happened as a kid, middle school, high school, with her not being there. So I've heal is, I have not started to heal.
You're but moving forward. You're moving
but
forward.
I'm trying yeah. to repair that, knowing that, yes, she's my mom, mm-hmm. but also kind of starting to understand the reasons mm-hmm. why, but also not forgiving it. Because in my mind, you know, I push people away and don't care.
Yes. Yes.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a witness to that.
What's your zodiac sign?
She will black Taurus. You out like you never existed.
Yeah, I'm a Taurus
and
too.
Walk past you.
Yeah.
Like life went on
but
without
you.
But
we miss you though. We miss you. We do miss you. We'll cut you off, but we do think about you.
I don't. No.
Yes, you do. Yes,
no,
you do.
No, I don't.
But I think I heard
Ask
you say
Brandy
you were
and Dana,
learning.
I do not care. I will cut you clean
Girl,
off.
And then make her friends cut you off too.
I sure will.
Ooh,
everybody.
That's
oh, yeah.
When your birthday?
420.
Oh, yeah, you close to a Gemini.
My,
yeah,
oh, that's my daughter's birthday. I can't believe my phone just went off.
Yeah. So I did hear this. So are you also realizing in this moment that she's human too?
Yes, and as a mother myself, though, yeah. I could never and would never do the things that she did, though.
Okay. Mm.
So that's okay. also the thing, because I'm like, I could never.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, absolutely not.
So you're still right. working so through that. It's, and you're right. still working through that. And that's real. I have, you know, I have issues with my mom, my dad. But one thing I know is when my mom died, it felt so terrible. And mm-hmm. I that void of having my mom die and not complete on that
yeah.
and clear it up or get a better understanding.
It's a different type of feeling.
I can't explain it, y'all. It set me back from my healing work and my journey. And it also caused me to engage in unhealthy behaviors because I wasn't even aware of how deep that void and pain was. And I avoided my mom a lot because I was resentful. You know, she was a crackhead. She chose her partners over me a lot. Yeah. I was sexually assaulted by her partner and she chose him. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there was a lot of stuff that I had to
endure.
But when she was gone, it was over.
Right.
And it impacted me in another way. So I share that to encourage you to do whatever you can to heal from that.
To figure it
and
out.
And it's not about forgiveness. It's about putting things in perspective.
Yes.
Right? Not that it doesn't matter, right? Yes. Because like you said, now you're starting to understand what she was enduring or maybe what she was going through that removed her from the house and practicing that forgiveness. Because once it's gone and once they're gone, they're gone.
Right.
So I send nothing but love to you. And I am so proud of you for taking the first step. Because having coffee with her every week is a huge step, April. So I applaud your courage.
Thank you.
Can I ask you, when you say we, is it now that you are in you and your fiance, is your fiance helping you through that journey? Is that something you guys are doing together?
Yeah,
that
and she
is
has
good.
A similar situation with her mom, too,
that is
where there's that strained relationship and that trying to, like, bring that back.
Mm-hmm. That is dope. And I think that's the beautiful part about having a partner, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you don't struggle alone. And I've been in some situations where your partner be like, no, you're going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
as
like,
they should.
You're right.
Because they should challenge you.
Yeah.
And you should, your partner should be supporting you in growing, helping you have better relationships with your children, your baby mamas, your baby daddies, you know, everybody. Because the one thing that is for sure, the things that make humans the most humanness is our relationships.
Yeah.
And without them, you're void and you're really nothing. Even though you could fill it with sex, drugs, alcohol, and gambling.
Temporary.
You're nothing without solid foundations. And if we don't learn how to have those and nurture those and clear things out, then we live a pretty depressing and dark life.
Because I can't wait to meet my man, baby mamas, because he's going to be with his kids.
I know.
Wrap
that's
him
right.
up. Let's go.
Okay, because I'm going to be calling them themselves.
Okay.
Girl, that's the thing.
Mine's so he ain't going to be able to play that with me.
So we're going to continue the conversation, you guys, when we return. Relationships, again, is huge for Black people in our healing and trauma recovery. So we want to always focus on that. But we also want to share the tea with our girl, VP Kamala Harris, who's
Auntie.
In the house. Our tea. And all the other Black news, local and otherwise. So stay tuned to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. We'll be back in a minute.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Less than 3 days until Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris waking up in battleground Wisconsin, saying this morning that if elected, she would submit a package of proposals to bring down costs.
So, for example, housing, what we need to do in terms of creating a tax benefit for folks who want home ownership, what we're going to do to create a $25,000 down payment assistance plan, what we're going to do for small businesses.
Heated rhetoric from former President Trump predicting dire consequences if he loses and Kamala Harris becomes president.
She will get overwhelmed, she will melt down, and millions of people will die with her stupidity.
As of today, over 70 million Americans have voted early, that according to the University of Florida Election Lab. A jury finding Louisville, Kentucky ex-officer Brett Hankison guilty of violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights. She was killed during a botched 2020 raid. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's the Packers and the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The top two teams in the North Division meet tomorrow. Green Bay against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Showers expected. It looks like Jordan Love will be able to play, but his center, Josh Myers, who has a severe left wrist injury, is listed as doubtful.
I think the big thing for me is I just got to make sure I'm not going to hurt the team by playing, so I just have to answer that question.
Kickoff at 3:25. Baseball, the Brewers are getting Rhys Hoskins back. The 31-year-old first baseman will earn $18 million and says after leaving the Phillies, the Brewers were always at the top of his list.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit, as I can stand back and kind of take a 10,000-foot view of baseball itself and where I may fit in that as an athlete and as a competitor. So I'm glad we're able to kind of get the nitty-gritty and all the details done just because it's such a great fit.
That's the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, rain after midnight, low of 42. Rain is likely for Sunday, with highs in the low 60s. Sunday night, showers and storms, temperatures around 60 degrees. For Monday, more rain and a high near 69.
Currently, 46 degrees.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, you are tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX. It is your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest, and my co-host,
April Kigaya.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
All right.
And
producer Luke.
After 18 takes, we have finally accomplished our goal. Okay, hey. So prior to a break, we were just talking about relationships. Clyde shared some stuff about his desires and his intention about not sharing his body, really, and mm-hmm. his heart, because that is emotional energy. April shared her commitment to developing a relationship with her mom for multiple reasons. They haven't had that. And I just want to applaud you both for doing the work.
Thank you.
Because it's a lot to do the work. And I want to talk about shortly the impact of fatherless mothers. I mean, fatherless daughters. Mm-hmm. I am a fatherless daughter. I grew up most of my life without a father. And there's been, I'm getting older and as I'm in a relationship, in and out of a relationship most days, I'm not going to lie. There's been a lot of revelations for myself on like why I do the things I do, mm-hmm. And why I respond the way I respond. So I'm going to have Luke actually play this clip about fathers and the impact and what it does. It's about a minute clip. So stick it with us for 1 second. Go ahead, Luke.
Father was the first man to fool me, but he wasn't the last. I could never see my future clearly because I was so blinded by my past. Every time I liked him, he just reminded me of my dad. And although it was toxic, I still yearned for what I never had. So I would ignore the red flags and I would make excuses for their flaws. I would listen to why they were so up and I would find sympathy for it all. And although they never found sorrow for me, I still let down my walls. Pillow talking with a demon. While I let them creep into my drawers. It comes from being fatherless, no real guidance, no real love. You never understand how important it is for a daughter to get them hugs. And till you grow up and you get your heart broke by it that you like, it all starts to make sense why they use training wheels on a bike. At that very moment is when you start to understand why it's so important for a daughter to have a good dad.
I wanted to share it because to me it was so powerful, the importance of having fathers in women's lives. What are y'all thoughts around that clip we just listened to, April?
Yeah, I mean, definitely not having that model in the home does set the tone or, you know, lack thereof of kind of what it is that you need, you know, in a house, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of what you're looking for. It is real.
And one of the things she pointed out is like when you don't have the love, the confirmation, the validation from your father, you forever are searching for it and you keep forgiving mistreatment of you because you don't even know how to value you. Your first person that shows you how a man is supposed to value you and how you're supposed to value yourself is your dad. So when you don't have it, you allow your boundaries to be all over the place. You allow the mistreatment and then you justify the mistreatment because what you're really attempting to do is fix the relationship with your dad. You're trying to get this man to emotionally see you, be with you, and then you put their, what you end up doing is you put their needs ahead of you. So you're just saying, oh, they're just emotional. Oh, they had a lot of trauma. Mm-hmm. If I can just hold on a little bit longer, if I could just support them, if I can just do this and do that. And at the same time, you're stripping yourself of your humanity. And the whole while you're doing it, it's because of this absent void that you are attempting to fill in your heart and your soul. So your thoughts, Clyde?
You're right. Like the absent void creates also this just like brand new narrative of what a relationship should look like with a man. Right? Like nowadays, I sit back and I look at a lot of my friends that are in relationships and a lot of the girls that did not have fathers create this very violent atmosphere in their relationship. Yeah, and it's like, where does this come from? Right? And why are you perpetrating the violence?
Yeah.
That's not saying that men are violent, but like you don't normally see women, you know, being violent. And so just having that absence is like why I think we're in a lot of situations where you don't see roses no more. Mm-hmm. Remember where, you know, on your first date you used to get roses. They don't hold the door anymore.
I don't know. Gangsters ain't never brought roses. I mean, I feel like I grew up dating a lot of street dudes and they didn't bring roses. They brought money.
Yeah, that.
Or food or something to supply you with.
Yeah,
you know what
or
I mean?
Holding the door. Like nowadays you don't see men running around a car to open the door for women anymore. That stuff like, I remember growing up when my dad and my parents were married, that was his one-on-one. But all the doors were open for my mom.
But what he learned that behavior probably from his mom, wouldn't you think? Or do you think
his dad? Okay. My family is a... I would say like a masculine family. Like we had our granddads and great granddads and things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm the fourth. So like even our names kind of continue in our family. Okay. So I think we're missing that a lot. Even the protection of women, like now it's all over it's social scary. Media. Men yeah. are beating up on girls in fights. You're, it's like, that it's scary. Was not what used to happen.
And you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. I'm WMDX. At this time, we're talking about relationships because we believe relationships for people known as Black are is political.
Yeah.
And it's necessary for us to kind of unpack it. I'm sorry, April, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, even with that, with what's not seen, even with what's seen. So I was watching this show. I don't know if you've seen it on Netflix. It's actually really good. A Tyler Perry show. I think it's called Black and Beauty or Beauty and Black or something like that.
Mm-hmm. A new sitcom.
Yeah, it's a new sitcom. Well, it's not really fun. It's a drama, but there's this one of the main characters. She grew up in a household where her mom was being beat by the boyfriend. And so all of her relationships, she's a stripper.
Yeah.
She's being beat and she's allowing it because that's what she's seen. So it's like, it's okay. Yeah.
And is that why also, they're going back to her childhood?
They keep going back.
Yeah, I did see
that. So because it's you also allow what you see. So it's not necessarily what's absent, but it's also what's present.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? So it's all it goes both ways too.
That's good. And I think part of our work as a community is to be able to hold space without judgment. We judge people so much and so quickly, and we're quick to tell people what they ought to have been doing or shouldn't be doing or saying, I can't believe they're tolerating this or putting up with this. Like I said, when my mom died, that set me back for years. And that same year my mom died was the first year I met my dad. Mm. So it was a transition. So I went from my meeting my dad, being really excited. And then even right now in my relationship with my dad, I really don't talk to him that much because I honestly just felt like I kept doing the reaching.
Man.
And then I was like, I'm good. And he's on my Facebook. I think he even follows my videos. But there was a sense of me like, I'm so tired of begging people to love me and to be in my life and see value in me. And I felt like even the constant reaching was me trying to get him to validate me. And it's sad and it's heartbreaking. And then a few months later, my mom died. And then that same month that my mom died, I started dating Brian. You know what I mean? It was this kind of domino effect. Yeah. So I haven't made good choices even in that relationship, you know, and I'm a really authentic, transparent person. And some people say, well, you shouldn't be telling people or you shouldn't blah, 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 because people expect more or better of you. At the end of the day, I'm a Black woman who have endured so much trauma, so much abandonment, so much hurt, so much a lot, y'all. My whole organization is built from that hurt, which is why we do what we do the way that we do. And it's very powerful. I'm spitting. Anyway, it's very powerful to build an organization that's rooted in trauma recovery, giving my history, right? Yeah. And my history has provided us with a blueprint to support other people. And that doesn't mean that I've arrived at all of those different things that we all need to work on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you're leading in passion. Yes. And that is what's going to survive in the next 50 years.
Amen.
And as you start to figure that out, you'll also create those services for folks.
Yes.
So you don't need to have it all figured out, right?
Amen.
You're just creating the path, and it's a work in progress.
Amen. I appreciate all of that. You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX. We talk heavy stuff here a lot. We also joke a lot.
Yeah.
It's part of the community work that we all are doing. I don't know if you guys are aware, April Kageya sits on the Dane County Board of Supervisors.
Woo-hoo. We all big bosses around here, baby.
And Clyde runs an arts nonprofit, theater, art, dance, youth focus. We are really proud of you.
Thank you.
Majority Black children and youth served. And of course, Urban Triage, we do transformative education, a lot of housing work and a lot of education on transformation. We do consulting work as well. If you're interested in some change management at your organization, your agency, interested in any workshops, facilitations, keynote speaking, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can reach me, Brandy Grayson, at info@urban, U-R-B-A-N, triage, triage.org. So we do this work with everybody. I think everybody should be unpacking the trauma. It's directly related to racism, and we often forget that. It's directly related to how we show up, how we communicate, how we relate, how we get into relationships, and how we respond in people activities. So let's move on to something a little bit lighter, because you know, we all was about to cry.
Okay.
April, but y'all don't understand.
That's
all
right,
though.
That is all right.
And we about to have a whole breakdown up
that's
here.
That's all right. That's all right. But no, we don't have to stay on this topic. But what I'm learning also in this season is that our elder parents are different parents.
Yeah.
Once they get older, they do need us, right? Like that's just almost like our job. And that is something that I hope we all could be like, my kids, hopefully, if I make mistakes, will come for me when I'm an elder as well. Mm-hmm. Because our parents are getting old and, you know, we just got to be there. So good luck with that, everybody. Everybody.
So on a lighter note, did you guys hear about P. Diddy's son reportedly tried to fight Ray J?
No.
But Chris Brown broke it up. I said, all the celebrities was in the house.
Baby.
Why?
I was just with Ray J. He's a pretty cool guy. Now, his assistant, I don't know.
Did y'all?
I'm like, wait, what?
I'm trying to read between the lines.
No, but okay, on good news for P. Diddy's son, the fact that P. Diddy is locked up somewhere, his son is trying his best to be like the father to his little sisters and them. And there was something that they just posted about the twins. They're getting ready to graduate. And they were like getting their senior honors as cheerleaders. Oh, and one of them is the captain. And it showed the brother in the audience as like, you know, you got, they normally have their parents there to walk them.
Yeah, he's the father figure now.
And he was there. Yeah. And I was like, people don't see this part of, they're trying to like destroy this family.
Yeah.
And I get it. P. Diddy has done some crappy things, but they not giving him a break.
He's done some demonic things.
But his children, they can't, they're like picking on the family and the children.
Yeah, the children shouldn't have anything to do with it. Absolutely not.
But those girls had a big smile on their face. And I was just like, black kids, black girls are so resilient. And I love it.
Period.
They're moving through it.
Amen. So I hope he don't beat up Ray J, you know?
Okay.
And that dude we were talking about last time when I was telling you about the dude that gossip a lot, and you said his name was something, but that wasn't his name. It's Marion or Omarion.
Omarion.
Yeah.
Oh, the dude that used to sing?
Yeah. He be talking about P. Diddy and how he did it with P. Diddy and did it to Ray J. And
it's Raspy you was talking about.
When I looked him up, it said Marion. Omarion.
No, Omarion is the lead singer of B2K. He is like...
Are you sure?
Yeah, the one with the long hair. He's the lead singer, skinny, dark skin.
So what's the one you talking about?
Raspy is the light-skinned one with the pink lips.
No, that ain't him.
Oh, okay.
He your complexion with short hair and kind of chubby.
I never heard Omarion
say
that.
And he always talking about Raven, too. He was on I'm So Raven. Remember, he was on the show.
You're talking about... He's not in B2K. He's not affiliated with them. You're talking about, what's his name?
I don't know.
Not Go Home, Roger.
But that dude from Raven.
He's like losing his mind.
Yeah, but he said he's not losing his mind. It's been an act to protect him because he be spilling the juice. Name? So he pretend to be crazy. But him and Ray J was on an interview and he told Ray J to stop lying. I saw you at the parties. I saw what P. Diddy was doing to you. And
they was on there with that other influencer.
Yeah, what?
I know.
Oh, he be telling it all along with Jaguar Wright.
He do.
There's so much going on with that.
It's a lie. If P. Diddy get locked up, the whole LA getting locked up.
Okay, it's going down. Did you guys hear about 50 Cent and how he turned down $3 million to perform
as
Trump?
He should.
That Trump is really trying to get black artists.
Ain't nobody going. Yeah.
Ain't nobody. He is. This. I feel like this is going to be a blowout.
I think white
people will show up, but even like white folks are like, no.
Okay, I hope so.
They might not vote, right? If anything, they'll just not vote.
Well, I think that you need to ring in your black men.
Yeah.
Because there are our biggest issues.
That's what I'm worried about.
And also, can I just recognize they also been my biggest haters lately. I don't know if it's in the water.
And the black man that is showing up is low-key voting for Trump. And that's the scary part about it.
I've seen a lot of black men
and then he just
Trump.
Did a rally that's where he was talking about black people and he called Puerto Rico the trash. The people that were talking. Let's talk about that when we get back. So again, you're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
April Kigaya.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Okay.
And...
Luke might go this time. Stay tuned. We'll be back in the gym.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right. We're going to slow it down on 92.7 FM. The Black Conversion Show on WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
Hey, Brookie Gaya.
Your favorite cousin, Clyde, and
producer Luke.
We all in the house. So as we're wrapping down things, we want to talk about your boy Trump. Did you guys see the statue that they had on our side?
Oh my gosh. Who put that up?
I heard it was a traveling
Trump.
Yeah, it's
been going all around the country.
But what was their intention with this? Do we know?
I think to make fun of him. Okay. They're fat shaming. I don't like that.
You think they was fat shaming?
Yeah.
I think they was autonomy shaming.
He was tame.
Yes,
I think it was. I think they was shaming that. I don't think it was his body.
It's getting messy, and I think the Democrats are behind it.
Oh, my
God. This is getting so messy.
Clyde, you don't like messy?
I like messy, but our government...
Remember during COVID, the lives he would do?
Oh, my God.
Was so funny.
That was messy. That was Kiki. That was not Clyde.
That was his other personality.
Oh,
do you remember how he started protesting a said person, and they thought I was behind his protest?
We was together.
And I got a letter from attorney, and I had nothing
to
do. I
still think to this day that person believes that.
Yes. I did. Girl, I had nothing. I remember. Oh, you was with me.
I was with you.
Yeah. They these people so weird.
Clyde was like, yep, I'm doing this. They're like, well, Brandi must have orchestrated it.
What? Yeah.
I got nothing to do with this man. Girl, it was funny.
Don't want a day with me.
Oh, my God.
They stay clear.
Okay. But that Trump thing was super funny.
Y'all see it?
On Facebook. No, I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook.
I wasn't about to waste no gas. Gas expensive. Okay.
Yeah. It's going down, though. It's like $2.80 something.
Is it?
Really?
For premium?
Oh, girl, no. Oh,
okay,
because
I can't put regular on the Yukon. Right.
I know, right?
I
can't use regular gas.
And the Kamala truck.
Okay.
Baby, they had the city sewed up.
Yes, they
did.
It
was 30 of those trucks rolling around.
It was everywhere. Okay. And they had the little semi thing, the little dump trucks in the intersection and cops, so you couldn't bust UEs.
Yeah.
Oh, they had it on lockdown.
Plan.
Yeah, they ain't wrong.
My plan.
Hey, look, do me a favor. Let's play this clip by this comedian dude, Tony, whatever his name is, not important, who spoke at Trump's rally and who came for our Puerto Rican folks, our family members. Go ahead, Luke, whenever you're ready.
There's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
That was crazy because first of all, when they first said it, oh, a garbage full of something floating, I was like, yeah, we need to do environmental
clean
justice. I thought he was going to talk about something tangible.
Like climate justice.
So I was like, okay, dude. And then he said Puerto Rico. So to all my Puerto Ricans out there, I hope to God that y'all come and collect this trash on November 5th. Because if we continue to act like and think that this dude and his people, his squad, his, I don't even know what the minions.
Yeah. Gangsters.
Right.
Lackeys.
Yackies. Yeah.
Lackeys.
Lackeys. I said yackies.
That's what y'all be saying, Luke. That's y'all people would be acting crazy.
Yeah. They lackeys.
No, when they're the people that carry his water for him and like do all that stuff.
We call black
people. What do y'all call people that's out of control? Like trailer trash?
Boy. That's not out of control.
I'm wondering.
Right.
You be trying to be...
He's trying to be politically correct.
But let's get back. Second of all, Puerto Rico is not trash, no. baby. I love Puerto Rico. No.
Oh, I think we all do.
I love it.
So y'all need to collect this trash on November 5th mm-hmm. and show him what it's about. And then he was talking about black people and black men still trying to run and vote for
what
him.
What he say about us?
I can't even remember. I just know he was.
His comments were that he has black friends and that they were carving watermelons ahead of the Halloween holiday.
And black men, y'all want to vote for him?
Government. He is unbelievable.
Oh my God. I had to defriend, unfriend, and block a couple Israelite black people talking about voting for Trump.
Yeah.
Like, how do you wait? I think I saw you comment on that too, matter of fact.
What'd I say?
That you was voting for Trump.
George.
I swear to God, but Clyde do because he messy. He'll make like a statement like he is, and then people will go in and
wait for people to say
so. What did you say?
I think I said something like I didn't say nothing. You see, I'm looking up like
he's
wait,
like, wait, did he make?
No, I did. Okay, I think you might be talking about when I said this is messy and it's hard to pick who we're gonna vote for. I remember. No, this was like 2 months ago.
All I know
clear.
Was never hard. All I know is we were talking about voting.
No, it was right after the first debate.
All I know is it was hard.
No, it wasn't hard. But this our was after could not answer some of the questions that I was concerned about, and I was like, "See, this is getting messy." And it's like, "How do you vote when you're not getting
Luke,
the answers
you see what
you
I'm
need?
Talking about?
What's
I don't
up?
Care about the debate.
What's up? Y'all don't want a day.
Y'all, see, this is what I mean. So he is so messy. But he didn't even mean
Listen,
none of it.
I wanted to hear about the prices going up and things like that. I'm poor.
Clyde.
Yes.
It should never be hard. I don't care what question was or was not answered.
It was never hard. It was just like Brandy said, it was kind of throwing some clickbait out there.
Nah, that's not what it sounds like. It sounds like you were struggling with who to pick.
Struggling.
You just said... I didn't know because of the answer, so it was hard to choose.
It was about for like 2 hours after the debate.
It shouldn't have been a second.
It's a good example. You shouldn't maybe post everything that you think on social media because Clyde, you're getting dragged now.
He did it very intentionally. He said 2 hours.
They couldn't drag me if they was a wagon.
Oh, no, we dragging.
They so messy.
Oh, Lord, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show. You see what we got to put up here on 92.7 FM.
Y'all know who I'm voting for. What's up?
Who you voting for?
Because I'm going to go with you. Matter of fact, I'm going to pick you up.
Right. Matter of fact, I think we should all go together.
Right. We should go together.
We can.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I got to, you know, I got to see who they're, to be honest.
Don't even try it. Don't play us.
You know how people is nowadays. They be like, oh, we doing this. We voting for this.
Nah, we black women. Don't play us.
It be like, you voted for...
Again, since we're talking about elections, please make sure you get out and vote for Dana Pelabon, who's running for Dane County exec.
Another auntie.
We will not be on air until after the elections. And let me tell you that the State Journal endorsed her, and they came back and they endorsed her because they said, girl, the other component, we don't need to even name her, couldn't answer a policy question. She couldn't answer a strategy question. She don't even know what it is to be a county exec. So again, I know money likes to win. I know everybody who from unions endorsed the other person, but they endorsed it for political reasons because she's in the legislation, right? Yeah. On state government. Yep. And if you vote for me, I might make a call and help you out. Mm-hmm. But y'all, please, please, please come through. I know we have a lot of issues with black power, black women who are bold, intellectual, intelligent, and who can communicate and articulate their thoughts and feelings.
And
we feel some kind of way. Yeah. And Dana is that black woman, but I want to just say it's not just because of that, because she knows what she is talking about, my people. Yep. And a lot of the folks that I'm talking to say, I don't know who to vote for. I don't even know what a county exec is. I didn't even know that was on the ballot. I just go through and check all Democrats. Hey, y'all, they both Democrats. So pay attention to the ballot. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the referendums, y'all. Vote yes for MMSD.
She is serious about this.
And all that other stuff. I don't know. And vote yes for the city referendum. So we're out, y'all. I will talk to you after elections. We either going to be crying or celebrating, but we'll see. Okay? Either y'all white folks and black men going to come through or you ain't, but we'll be seeing next Saturday.
We'll be here.
Again, oh, my God, because it's going
to be you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7
Good
FM.
Luck, America.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month.
Small Business Edition.
Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With just 3 days left to campaign, both candidates returning to key swing states. Today, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are in North Carolina. Harris, before leaving Wisconsin, weighed in on recent comments made by House Speaker Mike Johnson, first saying Republicans probably will try to repeal the CHIPS Act.